Hello and welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. I'm your host, Ken Martinez. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please follow. In this week's episode, we'll recap Mount SAC Invitational that happened last weekend and preview an upcoming meet that I'm going to on Saturday called the Westside Classic at University Place, Washington. So last weekend, Friday and Saturday, I was at Mount San Antonio College, a junior college, community college out in Walnut, California, for the 77th annual Mount SAC Invitational. Two-day meet. It touts itself as the largest cross-country invitational in the country. I took pictures of 21 varsity races on Friday, 19 varsity races on Saturday. I'm still editing the photos. I'm sorry it's taking so long. It's just a lot of photos I'm going through. But go to our website at westcoastxc.com or our bio at our Instagram account at westcoastxc. And you can check out the links and open up the galleries and download photos for free on those varsity races. I'd like to recap some of the varsity races, what's called the sweepstakes races that were on Friday and Saturday. On Friday, it was the Division 3, Division 4, and Division 5 varsity races. So at the end of the meet, they had the sweepstakes races. They have what's called an individual sweepstakes and then a team sweepstakes. So in the girls' individual sweepstakes, we had Ilana Patterson of Christian High School, and that's in El Cajon, California, in the San Diego area. Ilana ran 17:22.6 and was the individual winner of the sweepstakes race. Point Loma won the team title. They weren't running with their top runner, Isabella Ramos, so that's impressive. They were able to win the team award for the individual sweepstakes. In the D3-5 boys individual sweepstakes, you had Andreas Lamelli of Kimball. He's having a great season. He ran 14:57.8. By the way, this course is a 3-mile course, a hilly 3-mile course, by the way. And Kimball is over in Tracy, California, just in between Stockton and Fresno, more closer to Stockton. And St. John Bosco won the team title. After the race was over, I saw the South Torrance team taking a team photo, and I asked if I could talk to their number one runner, Cole Johnson. So you'll see an interview of him later in a few minutes. In the team sweepstakes race, Kiara Daly of La Jolla ran 17:19.1. It was her third Mount SAC sweepstakes victory in her career out of 4 years. Pretty good. She won her race by 50 seconds. She wanted to break the course record, didn't quite do that, but still ran an impressive time. You'll hear from her also. I interviewed her at the end of the meet. Sage Creek of Carlsbad, California won the team title. Then in the D3-5 team sweepstakes race for the boys, Ollie O'Connor of Viewpoint continues his winning ways, running 14:48.2. West Torrance won the team title. So now in this next segment, as I've explained all the episodes from this season, I'm trying to interview athletes. It's very difficult at Mount SAC to do that because they run races in increments of every 8 minutes or sometimes 13 minutes. In the sweepstakes race, it's a little bit more time, but still, yeah, I need to get to the starting line of the next race. And the athletes in the sweepstakes races are getting a lot of media attention, so there's a lot of other people talking to them. So I was able to bump in to talk to two athletes as the meet was over. I talked to Cole Johnson of South Torrance, and he talks about finishing fifth and then his team finishing fourth. He was pretty happy with his team's performance. I talked to Kiara Daly of La Jolla with her victory. And then in this video, you'll notice that she has two super fans behind her, her brother Blaze Daly and Braylon Combe of Santiago of Corona. So they're in the background. Then I have a little bit of a confusing conversation with her because when I was taking pictures of her, she started laughing during the race. And she did it right next to a sign that was on the ground. And I thought maybe the sign was something funny, but you'll hear in this interview that something else was funny. So check it out. Cole Johnson and Kiara Daly.
I'm with Cole Johnson of South Torrance. Finished fifth, and team finished fourth?
Pretty sure I finished fifth. I'm not even fourth. I don't know.
You finished fifth, and your team finished fourth?
Team finished fourth, yeah.
So how did it go out there?
I mean, whole game plan was to stay with those top guys in D3. I knew I had to start picking people off once I got to the first mile. Picked off two for mile one to mile two, and then I picked off one in the last 400, I think. So pretty good race. I mean, I just got to trust my training. That's all I'm doing, and pretty happy with the result.
Well, congratulations, and we'll see you at the state meet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
See you at the state.
All right, thank you. I'm with Kiara Daly, who won the team sweepstakes race, your third victory at Mount Sac. How did it feel?
It was good. Didn't really get the time I wanted, but it was good.
What time were you aiming for?
I was trying to break the course record, but it's okay. I haven't been feeling that good, so.
Okay, but you'll take the victory.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of fans here, back here.
Yeah, that's my brother. He scored me with the water gun in the middle of the race.
Did he really?
He ruined my race.
It's your fault? Not getting the course record?
Right. Oh, look, we have the same phone case.
Look at that. We are cousins. All right, and then I watched you in the race. You saw a funny sign on the ground, and you looked at it. Remember that part in the one mile mark?
A funny sign?
I don't know. Is that when he scored you?
That was when he scored.
Oh, you started laughing like at the second loop. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, that's when he scored me.
Okay, so congratulations on getting the free pass to Brooks. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, well, feel better, and we'll see you at the state meet.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Thank you.
On Saturday's Mount Sac Invitational, it is geared for the Division I and Division II schools, those schools in the attendance of those larger schools of Division I and Division II. And then the sweepstakes races were in the morning. If you look at my gallery for those races, you'll notice it's cloudy. It was overcast, a little foggy out there. And the individual sweepstakes races were first. Braylon Combe of Santiago Corona was the victor. She ran 16:53.2. It's faster than last year's time by Abigail Arrington of South Pasadena. This is the second year of this altered course. The course before this was 2.93, but with one more hill. That hill was taken out, and then the race was extended to 3 miles. And so she set the meet record. I might have said the course record. She set the meet record. Santiago also won the team title, which is fantastic. They were not running with their full team. That's probably why they were in the individual sweepstakes instead of the team sweepstakes. You'll see an interview with Braylon a little bit in a few minutes. And then on the individual sweepstakes for the boys, Jace Deladani of Riverside Poly ran 14:42.7 and broke the course, not the course record, but maybe the meet record held by Trey Caldwell of De La Salle. He ran 14:46 last year. Ayala won the team title. And I interviewed Jace also, and you'll see that interview in a few minutes. Then in the team sweepstakes and the girls, Sabina Cruz of Westlake High School ran 17:39.6. I want to point out that Sabina is a freshman, very fast time, whether you're a freshman or a senior. Maricosta won the race by a pretty big margin in the girls' sweepstakes team race. In the boys' sweepstakes race, Johannes van Meerten of Flagstaff High School ran 14:10.1. which broke the meet record set by Jace Deladani just maybe 30 minutes prior of Riverside Poly. And that was a very impressive time. It was like, 32 seconds faster than the previous course record. San Clemente won the team title. I want to give a shout out to San Clemente. They went to NXN 2 years ago, graduated a lot of seniors, and now they're back. And they have a chance to maybe make NXN again this year. And so that's the team sweepstakes. And then now I want to show you the interviews I did. Again, I mentioned that the races are just back to back, and I'm by myself, so I don't have like an interviewer. So I try my best to interview kids. And I was able to see Braylon Combe and her teammate Addison Johns. They were kind of standing together, and I interviewed them. Addison Johns is Braylon's teammate at Santiago Corona. She's a freshman. She ran 18:01.8, finished fourth. And so they talk about their races, Braylon and Addison. And then you'll hear from Jace Deladani of Riverside Poly. I interviewed him earlier this season. He was like maybe my first interview I did. Well, maybe my second interview I did in this new season. He won the A6 Cool Breeze race, and he ran a really great race. You know, he had the course record for about 30, 35 minutes, and it looks like he's going to be ready to go at the state meet later on in November. So let's watch Braylon and Addison and also Jace talk about their races.
I'm with Addison Johns and Braylon Combe of Santiago Corona. You guys ran great today. Did you win this last year as a middle school athlete?
Yes, we did.
You did. How did your race go?
It went good. I definitely felt it going up switchbacks, but it went good.
Did the middle school race 3,200 or
is it 2 miles?
2 miles. Okay, yeah. So it's a little bit more, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Braylon, is this your third time you've won this?
Yes.
Wow. How exciting.
I'm really excited.
And what happened during your race?
Okay, it was exactly the switchbacks, they got me. I did not expect, I was telling her online, I was like, I did not expect, I don't remember how hard this course is. So going up the switchbacks was like a rude awakening. I like went up the bottom part. I tried to take the bottom part of switchbacks too hard, and that kind of like screwed me over for the whole rest. I don't know why I did that, but I tried to sprint up the bottom part, and that got me. But yeah, I want to say I missed Mount Sac, but I'm not sure right now.
Well, congratulations to both of you. We'll see you in Fresno.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm with Jace Deladani of Riverside Poly, the winner of the individual sweepstakes. Jace, it looked like there's a couple guys taking the race out really fast. What did you think at the first mile?
Yeah, there were some guys going out fast, and I knew, like, I was in a good position already. Like, I know I could still pick it up and run fast in the next 2 miles because I like those hills. I like taking the downhills really hard. And yeah, I knew I could just make my move a little later on, and that's what I did, and I feel like it paid off for me really well. I just wanted to stay super relaxed that first mile, not try to press too hard, but I want to also stay in the race, and I feel like I played that part really well, so yeah.
So you're like a pro. You didn't panic.
Yeah, I didn't panic. I made sure to stay calm. That was definitely my goal, stay relaxed as much as I could throughout the race, and yeah.
So your goal was to stay relaxed. Was it your goal also to win the race?
Yeah, my goal was to win the race, but I knew it definitely would not be relaxed like at the end because I'd be pushing really hard. There's a lot of great competitors out there, like Albert on Reservoir. He was making a good move, and yeah, he went really fast as well. There's a lot of other guys in there going fast also, so yeah, I knew that I would have to really push hard to win, but yeah. I just wanted to like make sure I was relaxed as possible so I didn't break down and get all messed up. Yeah.
So, Jace, next time I will see you will be in Fresno at the state meet.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Yep, see you then.
I want to thank all the athletes at Mount Sac that took the time to talk to me about their performances at Mount Sac. This weekend I'll be at the Westside Classic in University Place, Washington. It's near Tacoma. Hope to talk to some more athletes from Washington about their race. The Westside Classic is a qualifying race for the Washington State Meet. So this week, both in Washington and Oregon, athletes are qualifying for their high school state meet. The Washington State Meet is in Pasco, Washington. And Oregon State Meets in Eugene, Oregon. And they're on the same day. It's on November 8th. So this week's kind of a championship week for both states. And I'm going to head up on Saturday to check out the Westside Classic. It's not a league meet. It's like a regional meet that qualifies for the state meet. And the Westside Classic has schools that are from... I'm going to test my Washington geography here. I want to say it's from schools south of the SeaTac Airport, like Federal Way and Puyallup, down to Tacoma, across the Sound to schools across the Puget Sound, like Central Kitsap and Gig Harbor, down to Tacoma, then Olympia, and then down to Vancouver, Washington, which is right across the river from Portland. That's the 4A, 3A races. So it goes from the Oregon-Washington border all the way up to SeaTac, and it's on the west side of the Cascades. So that's where the 3A, 4A athletes are from. But in the 2A, 1A, and the 1B, 2B races, they are not as far. They're from like SeaTac to about Olympia. So the Vancouver, Longview athletes are in a different district qualifying. And so that's the deal. And if they the teams and the individuals qualify in each division, each section, like 4A, 3A, they have different qualifying standards. They then run in the Washington State meet the following week. So I'm going to highlight a few athletes from each division. Cohen Butler of, this is the 4A, sorry, the 4A boys. Cohen Butler of Camas is in that race. He won hole in the wall. Owen Mangrum of Curtis is in the race. And Curtis is the school that hosts a meet later, earlier in the season, called the John Payne meet. It's the Hoka John Payne meet, Curtis High School. They're in University Place, where this course is at. Isaac Benjamin of South Kitsap won the John Payne Invitational back in early October. King Lord Nana Badu Wea of Battleground. Battleground's a little bit north of Vancouver, Washington. He finished 10th at the Jim Danner Championships at Nike Portland XC. Quentin Lanise of Olympia, Washington is running, having a great season. He is a ninth grader. And Carson Stafford of Tahoma is another athlete to look for in the 4A division. And then you have Stadium, Curtis, and Tahoma boys are some of the stronger teams in the 4A. In the girls 4A, you have Lathan West of Bonnie Lake. She's had a really nice career. Finished second at the Hoka John Payne. Charlotte White of Curtis. I interviewed her at the Tacoma Twilight. She won that. Kate Westfall of Camas. She won the Division I race at Nike Portland XC. Sydney Kosa of Olympia, having a great season, winning a lot of different invitationals. And Ella Koch of Union, which is near Vancouver, Washington, is having a great season. The teams to look for in the 4A could be Olympia, Camas, and Tahoma. In the 3A division, Mona Voss of Central Kitsap, I interviewed him earlier this season. He won the Bellarmine Prep Invitational from Central Kitsap. Luke Salfeld of Bellarmine Prep and Colin Harper of Bellarmine Prep are also strong runners. Tavin Timperley of Prairie is racing. I saw him win the Tacoma Twilight a week ago. Gavin McKeegan and Max Dower of Gig Harbor are also outstanding athletes. The teams to look for in the 3A boys are Gig Harbor, Central Kitsap, and Bellarmine Prep. In the girls 3A, you have Layla Carlson of Gig Harbor, having a nice season. Marie Wigman of Bellarmine Prep. Peyton Pullman of White River is a strong runner. And then there are two athletes from Federal Way. That's almost close to the airport, so I kind of feel like that's the line where that's where the Westside Classic goes all the way to the Oregon-Washington border. Anyway, Maya Wentworth of Federal Way is a freshman, and then Abigail Collier of Federal Way is another strong runner. And I saw her win a race at Woodbridge back in September in California. The teams to look for in the 3A division is Gig Harbor, White River, Bellarmine Prep, and Central Kitsap. Now, in the 2A, 1A, and 1B, 2B, there aren't as many athletes because it's not from the same region. I mean, it's just from a smaller part of that district area. In the 2A boys, the really strong team, both in the girls and boys, is Bainbridge. Ryan Dodge and Ignacio Yorans of Bainbridge are strong. Emily Grice of Kingston in the 2A is a great athlete. Evelyn Shutsky of Bainbridge also is an outstanding runner in 2A. And in the 1A races, Joshua Healy of Vashon Island, Cooper Dix of Annie Wright, Joshua Urian of East Jefferson High School are athletes to look for in 1A. And the teams East Jefferson and Vashon Island are also very strong. Clara Elmu of Cascade Christian is a great athlete in 1A. And so is the Vashon Island girls team. In the 1B, 2B, you have to look for John Paul II. The school John Paul II has Kevin Hu in the boys race and Ruby Henry in the girls race. So I will be there for all the varsity races, all the qualifying races. I'll be taking pictures, and I'll have a gallery up for the West Side Classic. So please look for those following the race on Saturday. And so, and then if you ran Mount SAC and you ran a varsity race Friday and Saturday, look for those galleries. Thanks for your patience. It's taking me time to edit. So the next week is going to be an exciting week because we're going to preview, and I have some guests. Last couple of weeks I've been by myself, but I have some guests lined up to talk about the Washington and Oregon state meet. I can't believe we're already here and we're talking about state meets. So there are 22 state meets in the United States that have already been raced, and Washington, Oregon will be the 23rd and 24th, and there'll be other states next weekend racing too. Until next time, remember that the West Coast is the best coast. See you next time. Thank you.